As election results come in tonight, WBUR and NPR will rely on the Associated Press to declare the winner in each state. To find out how the AP decides when to call a race, the New England News Collaborative's Morgan Springer spoke with Julie Pace, the Washington Bureau Chief for the AP.
We have a huge team of people who will be involved in every step of this process. This is everything from our 5,000 stringers who will be positioned around the country, literally taking the tabulation from the county clerks, from other officials, telling us exactly how those counties voted. And then we've got a team of analysts that are starting to dig through those numbers. They are looking for what kind of vote is coming in. Is it coming from swing areas of these states? Is it coming from heavily Republican or heavily Democratic areas? And those are the people who really start making decisions on when it looks like we're going to be able to call the race. They make recommendations to our decision desk. They sign off on those big races, particularly on the presidential and on some of the big Senate races. And, you know, I always tell people it's not like there is one magic formula that goes into making these race calls. It really comes down to a series of different factors. And the biggest one is the margin in the race. The closer a race is, the more information we're going to need to call that race, the more vote we're going to need to have come in. But the wider the margin is, the earlier in the night, it's likely that we'll be able to make a public decision.
You'll be calling more than 7,000 races this year. I'm wondering, has the AP ever gotten it wrong before?
Rarely. But there are a couple of instances, you know, where we have gotten a race wrong, and we very quickly will let people know that we've gotten a race wrong. But I would say, you know, we really are the gold standard. And when you're calling 7,000 races, our success rate is unbelievably high. And we take great pride on that. And I really do think that people can trust the AP when we say that we've called a winner in a race.
So much about this year has been unusual because of the pandemic. How are you anticipating this year will be different than past years, both taking into consideration the pandemic and other factors?
Well, the big way that the pandemic has really impacted the election process is with the increase that we're seeing in mail-in voting. And so I think there is some uncertainty just about how fast that process will go. But I also think that it's important for people to keep in mind that a slow count, especially in some of these key states, almost certainly will not mean that anything went wrong. It just means that because they are dealing with so many more mail-in votes, it's going to take them longer to sort through them. And in a close election, if the race is very tight between President Trump and Joe Biden, then we might not know the winner on election night.
This year is also different because President Trump has made controversial comments questioning the legitimacy of the election. And just to be clear, local and state officials say the election will be fair and safe. But I'm curious, do the president's comments have any effect on the AP's process for calling races?
They don't. I do think you make an important point. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud in this country. We don't want to ignore when high-profile politicians are saying something that is inaccurate, but I also think our biggest responsibility is not just to repeat what they are saying, but to provide what the actual truth of the matter is.
That's Julie Pace, Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press, speaking with the New England News Collaborative's Morgan Springer.